Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are back here. It is Tuesday. You know what that means. Truthful Tuesday. We are here with Manny, Jameson, and Devin. Say hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah,
Welcome back, Jameson.
Thank you. You guys have been holding it down. Thank you for that.
Well, somebody's got to. I mean, you know, somebody has to keep their
obligation. We needed a woman's touch around here.
Thank you for that, Devin. We needed a little.
Oh boy, you're going in and out.
Mm-hmm.
He can't even come back with his shit together. He got to come back with his. With his. You can't even come back with your shit together, man. You come back with a freaking messed up phone and shit. Anyways, so tonight's top. Oh, he's gonna call back. He just dropped. Tonight's topic is the friend zone. How to get in there? How to get out? Is it worth it? Why? You know, signs to look out for. Welcome back, Jameson. Again.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, I forgot how to make a phone call in the last month.
I mean, it seems like
you
it.
You forgot how to make
you
a
too.
Phone
call.
Okay,
so,
I understand.
You're so worried about putting on your sexy voice that you forgot to get good reception first.
Exactly.
You didn't pay his phone bill?
No. You know, cost communication was like, you don't need Wi-Fi.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I honestly, I just had the Cox turned back on Monday. I'm not going to lie.
See?
Wow.
Cox
Bro.
Don't play. Cox does not play her.
There's so many jokes there. We're just gonna move past.
Let's just move past that. Let's move past the Cox and let's move into the friend zone.
Yes, that's the moral
nice
of today's story.
Yes.
So go ahead, Devin. This is your topic. You start us off.
Sure. It's a little story. You know me. I'm full of stories. So yeah, the friend zone. So what makes you decide to put someone in the friend zone? Can someone ever come out of the friend zone? Is it a good idea to get out of the friend zone? And what does it mean to be in the friend zone? Because I know I'm just going to start off because I hate to bash women, but I'm going to go ahead and start with a little bit of bashing. I know some girls who will put guys in the friend zone, but still expect them to do things for them, which I never really understood. It's like, yes, I don't like you well enough to have sex with you, and I don't like you well enough to, like, be your girlfriend, but I do like you well enough for you to come and, like, you know, change my oil in my car, or you can take me out when I'm hungry, or, you know, do things for me. And I always thought that was kind of messed up, because if they're going to be in the friend zone, you got to keep the boundaries clear.
Oh, you are preaching right now, Devin.
I'm saying, exactly.
I know women do that. And, you know, I always really have to talk the side eye and be like, come on, girl. Like that, you know that's fucked up. Because if you don't like him well enough to, like, be with him and you know he likes you like that, don't leave him in this, like, you know, limbo area where it's like, if I just do enough for her, she's going to turn it around and then she's going to like me and we're going to be together and we're going to be happily ever after.
It sounds like your other friend, your friend who cheats on her husband or her boyfriend all the damn time. Stuff like that.
Girl.
It is something she would do with no shame or remorse.
Oh, Lord.
Look, I feel like it's, you know, that's like the, not the American way, but that's like the American woman way. You know what I'm saying? It's become a part of their persona to do shit.
I wouldn't put a blanket statement on that because I know plenty of girls who don't.
No, I agree with you, Devin. I think it has
to
do. I wouldn't put a blanket statement. I say any girl who's a 6 or above can get away with that.
Who's a 6 or above? Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it all depends, though. If you're a 5 and you're pulling in 3s, you can do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it all depends on your scale, you know? Because, I mean, if you're a 5 and you got like a 9 hitting on you, chances are you're in the friend zone. But, you know, if you're a 5
and 2s
are... Is
that the only reason why guys put girls in the friend zone? Let me jump ahead. So let's
talk about your friend. Hold on. We're not done this.
Okay.
We're not done.
All right.
I put a blanket statement on it because I feel like most women are looking for that nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't say all of them.
No.
But most women have become optimistic. So they look at it like, well,
you mean opportunistic?
He's just a friend or opportunistic. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm optimistic.
There we go. Better. Thank you. But I feel like they do it because they don't want to not gain something out of it. You know what I'm saying? It's not about being able to go and talk to somebody all the time and, you know, having that friend come to you when you're in an issue. Now it's more along the lines, hey, man, how are you? Welcome. You want to say hi to the listeners? Say hi. Say hi, everybody.
No.
Okay.
He said no. He said no. I'm not talking to nobody.
No, thank you.
But, you know, women will do that. They'll see, like, well, I don't really want to do none of this, but he has a lot of money, so, or he knows how to fix cars.
I think a certain type of woman does that. I don't think that all women, or even most women, do that. I think that a lot of people are opportunistic, you know, females and males.
Of course.
You know, a man will string a woman along just to sleep with her for a while, but it's not the topic. I think.
But that's
100%
the reason why. Like, that is the only reason why guys friendzone women. There's no other thing to do. I mean, or to get advice about something. But women friendzone for different reasons. Like, for me personally, like, a woman will friendzone a guy and keep them around if, like I said, they know how to fix a car or they're a lawyer or they, you know what I'm saying? Or they know something that they don't know or they can help them in a future.
If it's
going to
benefit them.
Mm-mm.
Exactly. If it's going to benefit them. Other than that, guys, for myself
personally, like, I friendzone guys. It's only if I just don't have chemistry with them. Like, and I've friend-zoned to people who I really wanted it to work. Like, I'm like, they're great on paper, but I just don't feel that chemistry, and I don't use them after the fact. Like, we can be friends.
So,
we can be cool. We can hang out, but I'm not going to call, you know, I'm the kind of person, if there's something broken, I'll either call someone professional to fix or I'll try and fix it myself. Like, I'm not going to use up homeboy to
do it.
Now, if he volunteers, that's something else. Like, if he's like, hey, I want to help you out with this. You know, I know how to do this. Let me go and fix it for you. Volunteerism, all right. It's on your free will. But I'm not going to go out of my way to say, hey, friend, can you come over and fix my garbage disposal? Just because I'm not opportunistic like that. And I don't think
when he doesn't come over, you're going to be wearing, like, basically nothing. So that way he does the job, and then you say, okay, well, I'm going to sleep. Let yourself out.
No, that's shitty. No. And I was,
but
and also,
women
I don't
do
want
that
to
shit,
put myself
though.
In a bad position. Like, if he comes over and I'm wearing lingerie, I know he's in the friend zone. I'm being, like, flirtatious, or I'm doing it to, like, get a rise out of him. I got to think about my own safety. Like, you know, dudes be crazy out there. So I'm not trying to get myself in a situation where I can't get out.
So here's my 2 cents on that. Now, you say that you go ahead and you put a guy in a friend zone, but as long as you're not asking him for anything, then, you know, it's okay because you're not being opportunistic. Got that. But don't you think that these men who are in the friend zone who still have this hope and this desire and this want to be with you, Devin, they are offering these services that they wouldn't offer an ugly girl or offer someone that they're not into? And in a way, aren't you kind of exploiting that? Because knowing that, you know, maybe there is something there that they want and that they're doing something in hopes of getting out of that friend zone with you.
You're only 100%. Using them if you give them hope. If you say, you know what, you know, yeah, maybe.
See, but that's the thing about
what
people don't seem to understand.
Or, you know, so
men
if they're
are
making
very
an informed,
simple creatures.
Consensual decision. Then it's not using. Like, if I've already let you know, it's clear. Nothing else is going to happen. We're going to be buddies. If you offer to do something,
men don't see that. Devin, let's be honest. Men don't see that. You say hi to a man. You say hi. You send a man a text at 2 in the afternoon. Just say, hey, how's it going? He reads, hey, how's it going? I know we're still in the friend zone, but maybe there's a chance that
that's your fault.
We can go to dinner.
That's his fault. If I say, hey, or hi, how's it going? And you interpret that as maybe one day we'll fuck, that's your fault.
I think that goes both ways, though, because women in the friend zone think the same way. Women in the friend zone think the same way.
And that would be my fault. That would be my bad. And I've been in the friend zone, And I've been, like, so sad and so hopeful. Maybe if I'm just this way, maybe if I do this, maybe if I dress this way, or look
guys think the same way.
That's my
guys.
Fault. That's my fault. And that would be the guy's fault. That's my fault. I've created that hope. When there's nothing there.
The
like
friend zone should be called the dead zone, okay? That's bottom line, the friend zone should be called the dead zone. No one's coming out of that shit. And if you do, it's kind of pathetic. I mean, let's be honest, guys stick around. Guys stick around in hopes of getting some eventually, okay? And then the sad, lonely, pathetic girls that are sticking around for the guys are the type that are just... Homely and probably have no self-esteem. Yeah.
No.
You know, I mean, let's be honest here, okay? If majority of guys that are in the friend zone, they have other female, quote, unquote, friends. Okay, guys, look at it this way. A guy can go ahead and have 40 female friends, and he knows that eventually one of them's going to break. That's the way
I
looks at it.
I don't know.
Girl who's taken somebody out of the friend zone, knowing I should. Knowing, like, you know what, this is probably not going to work out, but I'm lonely. My options are limited. I know he really likes me. He's a good guy. All right, mine as well. And that has been the worst decision ever, you know, both on my side and on his side. Because I ended up like, giving him this false hope and then eventually being like, you
took
know
it
what,
away.
I was wrong. That didn't work out. That was a bad call. Sorry about that. I know we slept together. It was fine, but I'm going to have to put you back in that friend zone. Dead all around.
But see, now they become a different friend zone. That's a different friend
basically,
zone.
Basically, yeah, exactly. Basically,
now you're
gonna,
a friends with
that,
benefits
that,
zone.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I think that girls look at guys in the friend zone as dick and glass.
Say that again?
In case of emergency, you break.
Yes. And I used it that way. I learned my lesson. Bad idea to use friend zone people as the dick in the glass. You got to use the established, all we're going to do is mess around from time to time.
I feel like men, when they friend zone, when men friend zone, it's not really friend zone. It's like friends with benefits zone. You know what I mean? Unless they're like really low. Unless they're really low on the spectrum, like a one or so like that. But even then, if a girl got some money and she's willing to support him, he going to do it. You know what I'm saying? But ultimately,
is that really the case that girls who are put in the friend zone by a guy, it's just because it's friends with benefits. Like, it's given the opportunity.
It's basically whoever that friend is not hot enough as the girl he's currently banging. It might not even be hot enough.
It might be like she's just a little bit psycho or she's too clingy. Or she's like,
there you go. Okay.
You know, she's too aggressive with it. So he's like trying to let her chill on some ice and kind of change a little bit. But ultimately, it's the friends with benefits zone. Guys don't have a friend zone. You either friends with benefits or you're just not there. I mean, you know, obviously when you get older,
they're fucking either they're fucking or they're not. Yeah.
When a person's married and he's faithful, then there's a friend zone. But
so guys,
a single guy
girls in the friend zone just if there's no chemistry, like. She's hot, she seems nice, she's sweet, whatever, but there's no thing.
No, guy's banging. Yeah, men don't feel comfortable.
But he's still
going to
hit it, though.
He's still banging,
He may think, like, she's dumb as a rock, but he's still going to hit it. Like, he's like,
okay,
he's not all right.
So, as long
twice on Tuesdays.
Really a friend zone, it's just like, if I want the benefit zone.
Exactly.
Like, all right, so they're not really friends. Like, I think as girls, like, we really do want to be friends with a guy. Like, it's not like, you know, we're just, like, obviously we're not
driven
by driven by errands, you know? Like, the people I put in the friend zone, it's because we didn't have chemistry as, like, sexual chemistry or attraction chemistry.
But that's a contradiction,
and I want to, like, continue,
opinion.
Like, being cool with them.
It's a contradiction because women say that in order for a woman to approach a guy or a man to approach a woman and they keep talking to them, there has to be some type of attraction, right or wrong. We said this a couple of weeks back. You know, if a guy's talking to you, so
like,
there is no friend zone there. Why don't put him
3 minutes if I want to fuck him or not? But,
okay,
you know,
so that means
he could talk his way out of it. Like, you know, if you keep
No way.
A man can talk his way out of it. No, it's true.
Guys can talk
themselves
right out of it.
Yeah.
I could be like, oh, he's so hot, but Jesus Christ, did he really just say that? Never mind.
Exactly.
I'm good.
Exactly.
I'm good.
No, you're totally right, Devin. Like, take it from a guy who can talk into him. Can talk himself into any pussy, but yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but you can certainly talk your way right on out of there.
Exactly.
But my thing is like, here's my reason why I say the contradiction is that you're saying that women want to be friends with guys, right? But they won't allow that friendship to happen from someone saying hello, because if they're not attracted to that person, they're not going to keep up with the conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Well, depending on the circumstances. No. Like, if you say hello on the street, that's a little different than saying hello at a discussion group, or we're in a class together, or we
work together.
Who
the hell goes to discussion
groups? Like, I'm in plenty of discussion groups. I'm a discussion girl. They're online discussion groups. But, yeah, like, I'll continue a conversation if I think you're interesting, but it just really depends on how we meet. Just met some random stranger on the street or in a club who says hi to me. That's a different circumstance. Like, I'm usually in a club.
Yes.
If I'm looking for a guy, I'm looking for a guy I'm attracted to. It's not like I'm in there looking for friends. Like, I don't go to a nightclub to look for friends. I don't go to a bar to look for friends.
Devin is trolling for some dick that night.
I have plenty of friends. I went with my friends to the bar.
But we get what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, there has to be some type of attraction, and then all of a sudden it goes away, and they end up in the friend zone.
The whole definition of a friend zone, right? I mean, the whole part of what we're talking about tonight, it's not you're going to end up in the friend zone because she's looking to have a friend. Okay, the way you end up in the friend zone is that you have the intention of dating or doing something, and then somehow, some way, the attraction is gone, and either the man or the female ends up in the friend zone. To me, that's the way I look at it. I mean, if Devin's
like
at Starbucks and you know, she's in a discussion group and there's a guy who catches her eye as far as what he's discussing and they want to become friends, great. But that has nothing to do with the fact that he wanted to bone her or she wanted to bone him before they became the friend zone.
And that wouldn't even be – I don't think that would be considered the friend zone. We're just friends.
Correct.
Like, that's
exactly.
Just
you have male friends.
What's
and
your
you have
friend
guys
zone?
Who are
the friend
friend
zone. That's right. I like that.
I think it is considered a friend zone because you're not going to sleep with your friend.
No, we're
going
to
break
that.
That's
two different things.
No
two different things, man. Two different things. Two different things.
Yeah.
Like you even said yourself, when you're in a relationship or you're married or whatever, then they're in the friend zone. No, the friend
that's
zone by definition means. Yeah, exactly. To me, that's just friends. That's just friends.
Yeah.
Friend zone is literally, I wanted to date you. But you went ahead, and it turns out I can't throw a rock without hitting 10 dudes you slept with. So you're no longer someone I want to be with. I'm going to put you in the friend zone. And vice versa with the female.
You came up. I didn't really feel it. You know, there was no spark. I didn't think you were attractive. You said something stupid. But,
in that theory.
Cool enough to continue to hang around.
In that theory, you can get out of the friend zone and become just a friend. You can't go the other way. Like, you can't become from a friend zone and then turn into their lover or their boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah,
whatever.
You can't go from a friend to friend zone, I don't think. I think it would be harder to do that.
Right.
You might be able to go from friend zone to just plain friend.
No,
I think
it would be easier for you to go from a friend to a friend zone. I think because if you say the wrong thing... And
there's no intention of ever dating. Like, no one was attracted to the other person if you started off as friends.
Yeah,
so
but the
no
thing is that when, you,
from there.
When a guy and a girl, two single people spend enough time together, sometimes attraction happens. And regardless if you're a friend
or
not.
Yeah, but you can go from friends to dating. You can go from friends to relationships.
Exactly.
Well, what if one person has the feelings and the other person doesn't, and that person expresses those feelings, and then the other one puts them in the friend zone by saying no?
Oh, that's when you call it. That's what you just call a fucked up situation. Let's just be honest.
No,
that's
like,
a fucked up situation. If you're gonna go from being friends to the guy having a raging hard on, saying, "Hey, I want to be more than friends," she kind of looks at you and says, "Dude, really? Like, I haven't asked you out in the last year for a fucking reason. Like, seriously, you're short, and you know whatever it may be." then it goes from being friend to fucking awkward to maybe she'll call you back to fuck, now you lost her. So, you know, I think that's a whole nother show. Honestly, I think that's a whole nother show.
Yeah, that's a different situation. All right,
so let me give the number out, and then hopefully we get some callers in. But those of you who are listening, give us a call at 215 383-5758. And we can even, let's say, give you advice. If you think you might be in a friend zone, give us a call, explain the situation, and we'll let you know. We'll let you know if you're in the friend zone and what exactly to do.
And guys, seriously, before you call with a stupid question, here's the way to know if you're in the friend zone. If you don't get a fucking call from her saying anything besides hi, and you have yet to taste, see, or look, or touch at the punani, you're in the fucking friend zone. Okay?
Right.
If you're not banging it.
3 to 5 days to text you back.
Exactly.
You're in the friend zone. She'll text you back eventually, but it's not going to be within the hour.
Exactly. So, guys, seriously, don't waste our time. Really. You're pathetic and it's sad.
You're discouraging
seriously.
Callers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I mean,
seriously,
we want
it's pathetic and sad. It's just. No, I know, but still, I don't want to.
Sorry.
No. Like, go drown yourself in some Haagen-Dazs and massage your vagina, guys, okay? There's no point to call in if you don't realize you're in the friend zone or not, okay?
We want them to call in, damn it. Why would
my bad. Okay, guys.
He comes back and drives away people from calling. Never mind.
Okay, guys. No. Seriously, guys, call in. Have a tissue on standby for your vagina and give us a call.
I hate you. See, why do we have to invite this guy back?
Why are you
friend zone? Listen, we want you to call in. Forget what he said, okay? We want you to call in. But, I mean, in
How
all
about
serious.
This? Ladies, call in and tell us exactly why you want to have guys in the friend zone, okay? Because then what's going to happen is you're going to have 95 dudes in the friend zone. And let's be honest, a girl with 95 guys who are in the friend zone, sorry to say this, but for the guy that you finally choose, unless he is one of the most confident men in the world, he is not going to like that. So, seriously, if you're a friend zone collector, please give us a call. And I know you
now, that's
girls
great,
are out there.
Great point. So, like, for girls who have a lot of guys in the friend zone, what do you guys think about that? I would think that's not a good thing, right? Because there's
no,
a bunch of
know,
like
that's opportunistic, though.
Tag me in, coach. Tag me in. I got it. I got next. Like, that's how it's.
Well, that is an opportunist. That is the person we were talking about at the beginning of the show. You know, she has a guy for everything,
though,
every one of her needs.
That's right.
Yeah, and to me, I can't stand that. But to me, here's the thing. You put them in the friend zone because you didn't find them attractive enough. Guess what? These guys still want to bang you. If you're going to be rude enough to the relationship we have by keeping them around, then guess what? Get the fuck on. Like, move on. You have plenty of other men that are keeping your time and are more important than the relationship we have, then no. Get the fuck on. Like, I think, honestly, if you have people in the friend zone, once you are in a relationship, that friend zone should disappear.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, I would 100%. Say so. I would say
if
so,
if you have
yeah,
female
friends,
don't get me wrong.
It's different than just friends, like we said earlier. It's different than having
100%.
Opposite sex friends.
Exactly.
Okay, so
we have a bunch
what?
Of people in that friend zone, like, waiting for their opportunity, waiting for a chance, waiting for some weakness. That's a problem.
What about people who are the same sex? Like, you think somebody of the same sex can be in a friend zone?
I don't know. Like, you can't ask me because my current relationship is so bizarre that, like, I have a very bizarre relationship right now. And,
I think that you can. Like, if you are attracted to the same sex, even if you're bisexual, let's say you're attracted to both sexes, you could certainly have somebody of the same sex be in the friend zone because that person is still waiting to get with you sexually, who has an attraction to you.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. I definitely make a great point. Yeah, like currently I know that there's a guy who's in my friend zone. So, I mean, he's not going to get any. That's for damn sure. But, he's in the friend zone.
Oh, whoa.
Not going to lie.
Alrighty then.
I know.
Why is he in the friend zone, though? Why not just dead
because
the conversation? Because you don't want to be that dick to say, well,
yeah,
you're gay,
I don't really want to.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like,
yeah.
So you
put people in the friend zone because you feel guilty.
But you kind of are that guy.
Guilt's a motherfucker. Guilt's a motherfucker.
You still are that guy.
Yeah, you're just like, I don't want to, like, just kick you to the curb and be like, sorry, no shot, leave me alone.
That's the,
you know,
see,
nice,
that's the equivalent. That's the equivalent of
bad.
Being someone's Facebook friend, but clicking the
exactly.
not follow button. Like you're not following their post, but you're still their Facebook friend. That shit doesn't make any sense.
That's a good analogy.
I have no problem. I have no problem kicking women to the curb. Like, look, it's not working out. Like, you either A, like, you just look like your vagina's going to smell. I don't know. It's just something about you that's not right. So, I'm going to,
you
know, forget the friend zone. No, I told a girl one time. I told her, I was like, seriously, you look like it's just going to stay. You look like a walking petri dish. It's not going to happen.
Wow.
So, you know, we went and moved on by that. But it is. I think that it is very seldom the guilt part. I think that if a woman is extremely attractive, it's not guilt. It's more ego. How many people she can collect. It's like, you know, she's trying to collect like the Thai Beanie Babies from the fucking 90s. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
I think sometimes it's guilt.
I don't think a woman doesn't want to collect.
I don't think all the time, but I think sometimes it's like, you know what? I feel bad. You're a good person. You're nice. Like,
yeah,
there's no reason
like
for me not to like you like that, but I just don't, and I don't want to be an asshole and be like, leave me alone. So I want to keep you around just because I don't want to hurt your feelings all the way. When it
definitely
probably is better
like
for you to just be the asshole and say, never mind, you know, it's not going to work.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a woman move. That's something a woman would do.
Yeah.
It, you know, they'd be like, oh, you know, I don't want to hurt your feelings, so I'll still be your friend. It's kind of like what you did with the gay dude.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't want to, like, tell him, like, yo,
exactly.
I'm not comfortable with that. But, I mean, in a way, though, like, you kind of are being that guy, though, because you're not really being a good friend with him. Like, you're...
That's true.
Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, just have him there to kind of be PC about it. You know what I'm saying? But you're not calling him, hitting him up, or trying to hang out with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just, like, I'll call you every now and then when I need something from you. Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not really...
Or if I just feel like I don't have anybody else to talk to, so I'll talk to you. And all my other friends are busy. So, yeah, you're good enough to talk to me right
now. Or, you know, you're a gay guy, so you probably have a lot of hot women that you know. So you,
I didn't think about that. I did not think about that, man. Oh, shit. Thank you for...
Yeah, right. You thought about this.
No. I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy.
When you sleeping, probably.
No, even when I'm sleeping, if I'm sleeping alone, but that's rare. But yeah, I mean, I don't know.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying, though? Like, you know, just don't be his friend, bro. Don't friend zone somebody that's the same sex, especially if you know you're not going to be really cool.
It actually probably makes it worse for that person because they are just still like hanging on, thinking maybe one day. And
regardless
of the
same sex or not. Let's be honest. Regardless if it's same sex, opposite sex, whatever it is, if you are blatantly clear with someone, hey, look, it's just not going to work. Like, if you want to hang out sometime, cool, but, like, you have no chance. If you want to spend and waste your time, that's cool. We can hang out, grab coffee every so often. Do you think that's better than just being like, oh, you know, just letting it die out? Because let's be honest. The majority
I think
of people who are in the friend zone
better.
Don't even realize that they're in the friend zone. You know, it
I
goes
think,
from, hey, let's have dinner Friday
yeah,
night.
Yeah, I think it's
better
to just let it go.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Never.
A couple guys in the friend zone, it probably would have been better just to let it go entirely. You know, retrospect.
I think you need to keep it real.
Because
keep it 100% real.
No, you should keep it real. But if he's saying, I think, you've kept it real already, but you still are saying,
exactly.
Like, well, you know, if you want to hang out every now and then and get a coffee, you can. That's still halfway friend zoning.
Yeah, that's like keeping it open.
Oh, yeah. Coffee, maybe? Okay, that's maybe, right? So just, you know, be clear, be 100%, and be like, I wish you well, good luck, peace out, let them go. Because if you let them stick around, then they're still going to have hope. And then they're going to be in that position where it's not the other person being opportunistic, they're just allowing themselves to be used. You know, there's got to be some self-responsibility there. Like, if you've been clear, and said, you know what, blah, 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 it's not going to work.
Oh, yeah. That whole ambiguity thing just pisses me off. You know, like I know this one girl who she has 95 dudes in her life. You know, maybe she's only dated 5 out of those 90. But all the 95 guys in her life all want to bang her, okay?
Why'd you count?
And I'm sorry?
Why'd you count? What the hell are you doing?
I think it's closer to 97.
Were they in a lineup?
Closer to 97.
Jesus Christ.
I, regardless if it's friend zone or not friend zone, I think it has to do with the person's character, what they're after, and how well they can, I guess you could say, empathize for the person in their life, for the other people in their lives, right? Because, I mean, let's be honest. You know, there are women out there that we all know who have nothing but guy friends. Technically, all those guys are in the friend zone. One way or another, because all the men that are in her life all want to bang her. She wants to be ridiculous and not accept it and not admit to it. That's what it is. Now, I think someone like that compared to someone who, let's say you, Devin. I mean, Devin, you don't seem opportunistic. We've met, we've hung out. You know, you don't seem like the type that's going to collect guys or who needs a guy to change oil or anything like that. So I think the bottom line or the way I look at it is I think it has to do with the individual. You know, we keep talking about women in the friend zone or, women placing guys in the friend zone, but I think, honestly, it's the same thing with guys. If a man is opportunistic, if a man has ulterior motives, if a man is just a douchebag, he's going to have multiple women in the friend zone. Okay, like me personally,
and
I don't
not
have
really
women.
Friend zone, like you said. They're
no,
just,
at
like,
that point, yeah. At that point,
along,
it's just
girl,
exactly.
Know, maybe there'll be a relationship one day, but come over and Netflix and chill with me. And,
exactly.
You know, do a walk of fame after I finish with you.
Exactly.
You know, that's their level of opportunism.
That Netflix,
I
then Uber, bro. Like that.
Yeah,
that
Uber,
Netflix,
that's exactly
and Uber
what I was
going
to say. Like me, I have like a stack of Uber discount cards on my nightstand. I just pass them out. So, I mean, that's
God
the way
damn.
I work. So, I'm just saying. Here's your discount card. Here's your discount code.
Damn.
You know, I was driving for Uber, right?
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Oh, that's right, I remember her. No, I'm a good boy nowadays. I'm a good boy nowadays.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Anyway, how have you put someone in the friend zone, Jameson?
Honestly, you know, to me, I don't believe in the friend zone. I really don't.
Okay. Yeah, right.
So you
yeah.
never, ever...
No, I'm being serious. I'm being serious.
A guy
who
doesn't believe in a friend zone?
No, I don't.
I don't believe he's ever done it.
Here's the thing. I believe that time is the most valuable thing that any of us have, okay? I am not going to waste my time and have 5, 6, 7, 8, 20, whatever it is, women in the friend zone. What's the point? I am never going to have enough time in the world to have that many friends, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead, Devin.
Let me break down the question a little more. You've never met a girl who you knew was attracted to you, who would have given it up if given the opportunity. You've never not told her, hey, it's not going to work out, let's still be friends, and then just kept her kind of in the background just in case times get hard. And the rest of the
negative because here's the thing. No, because I mean, this is going to sound very egotistical, but I already have females that I know are in the booty call realm. So, I mean, if it ever came to that, then
that's a friend with benefits on.
No, because I don't think so. Because
the booty call
is friends
with benefits. It's a blurry line, fine line.
I agree with you. The thing is, that friends is not going to Netflix and chill. Friends isn't going to let's do coffee. It's straight, hey, look, it's 2:30. You want to come over or not?
That's booty
Those
call.
Are the,
yeah, that's booty call.
Exactly.
That's booty call.
And that's
not
exactly friends. I don't have friends.
I think there's a difference
friends
between
friends
booty call and friend zone.
I don't have. I
so
don't
maybe
have
not
friends
for men.
Benefits.
Maybe not for men. I don't know.
No,
is
like
there a difference
it's either.
For men?
I don't think so. Well, men look at all women in their lives as potential ass. That's how men look at the women. That's the sad truth.
Single men.
I mean,
single men, please.
And some married, and some taken. And some married, and some
single
taken. Let's be honest. And some married,
single
and
there
taken,
are some
man.
Married ones too.
Well, let's okay. Single the
you,
men with
but
single
there
mentality.
Are plenty of married ones who do the
men
same
with
thing.
Single mentality. Okay, throw that
okay.
out there.
Me, no. I once that to me, no. I have never like told someone, look, it's not going to work out. Let's just be friends. No, I'm like, look, it's not going to work out. Best of luck to you. Do whatever you want to do.
So your booty call, black book, your booty call roster, you're not going to be friends with them. They're strictly come over, let's do it. There's no friendliness, no guys, a friendship.
No. I mean, here's the thing. Like, I have, I've had relationships in my life where it's been, look, we started off as that. Like, we started off just, like, we looked at each other, we saw each other, we're like, you're hot, I'm hot, let's go back to your place or my place, let's bang, cool. And then it just starts off like that, you know, where it then you develops into a friendship because neither one of us want a serious relationship, okay? I think it's more of like, I wouldn't even say an open relationship, but it's one of those things where it's just, no, look, we get together once a week, we have coffee and we bang. Yeah, exactly. Then you go to the friends with benefits. Exactly. See, but I don't think that it's to the point where, like, I tried dating them and then there was no chemistry. It was more like, hey, we hung out. We both think we're attractive. We both look good naked.
Well, then that,
let's bang.
That defies the description of hanging out, because hanging out could mean one thing to you, another one thing to another person. Like, if you went out and got drinks, that's hanging out. But also, but if you got dinner at the same time, that's a date. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's
See, okay, so let me clarify. So the friends that I have in my life that are females, we never attempted dating. And I only have a
handful. Never attempted sex either. No sex, no dating.
There's only like three or four of those in my life. Okay? And then I have the friends with benefits. And then I have the straight, I don't even remember your name right now. Just let it happen. Like, you know. Okay?
Jesus Christ.
Put the lotion in the basket.
And see, I'm just saying.
So you have no friends. You have no homegirls that you call, like, because you need an Uber. Or, you know, no homegirls that you have because they know certain people. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. You got to have one friend or one girl that is on your hook right now. You can't sit there.
Like I said, I have two or three friends that we never attempted to date. Like, I met them through photography, and I never hit on them. They never hit on me, and we became friends. Done. But then, like I said, then there's been times where it's like, you know, maybe another photo shoot, or maybe like, you know, Facebook or something. And you're like, hey, you know, you seem cool. I seem cool. Let's hang out. And, yeah, you start banging, and then that's what it turns into, friends with benefits. You know, and then you have the more serious relationship. So, I mean, you know, I don't have friends in the friend zone in my life. I don't see the point to that. To me, friends in the friend zone is disrespectful to whatever relationship I have next. That's the way I look at it. As much of a dick as I am, I still have this old-fashioned sense where I'm not going to have friends in the friend zone and hope to find something meaningful. It's not going to happen.
Interesting. Now,
okay.
But the person who puts
people in the friend zone never hopes to find something meaningful.
I think they do. I think they're still searching for it.
I don't think so. I highly disagree.
I mean, as someone who's had people in the friend zone, I am definitely looking for something meaningful
and
serious. And it wasn't off of opportunism that I put them in the friend zone. It was out of guilt. I think you're a nice person, but it's just not going to work out. It was just out of, like, I don't know what to do with this person because I still want to be friends, but I know they like me. Like, so I think that they're not mutually exclusive. You can still want something serious. And you can still be a dickhead. You can still be opportunistic and still want something serious. You don't have to choose one or the other. People are multi-layered.
I agree.
Now, I want to tell a story of a mutual friend zoning experience that I had. Like, this is the only time this has actually happened. It was and he may be listening because I told him I was going to talk about him.
If you're the guy that she's talking about, give us a call at 215-383-5758.
If he's listening, he should call. So we started dating, and it turned into one of those weird, like, situationships where I wanted a relationship. He wanted to still be able to, you know, date who he wanted and play the field, and he was not looking to settle down. And I kind of knew it when we started. And, you know, feelings develop, blah, blah, blah. So I finally was like, you know what? We're not on the same page. I know we're not on the same page. I'm going to do the mature thing. We got to just be friends at this point. So he was like, you know what? You're absolutely right. I know you want something more. I kind of want more of a friends with benefits situation. I was like, no, you don't want friends. You just want benefits. We agree. We're still very friendly. There's still an attraction. We don't see each other very often.
Right? Oh, it's for the
less
benefits.
Less than once a month. I don't call, no benefits. I haven't seen, no, we don't see each other for benefits. There's no benefits anymore. Like, we gone out for a drink once. I went to a birthday party once, and I stayed for 5 minutes just to show my face. He helped me get a job. I see him on Facebook, and I'll LOL at his stuff, and he'll like my stuff. That's it. Like, we've become strictly friend zoned by mutual decision, and it's okay. Like, I know that there's still, like, this weird undercurrent because we have slept together in the past, but we don't put each other in situations where that could happen again. I don't call him up to fix shit. You know, he doesn't call me up for, you know, come over at 2 a.m. Like, we just know the boundaries of what's now become, like, a friendship, you know, a loose friendship, a little more than acquaintances, not close
acquaintances.
So it can sort of work.
The acquaintance zone.
I told him I would do a Snapchat thing about it, And I was
so he
like,
was
you
in
know,
the acquaintance
cool
zone.
We're, you're in the acquaintance zone. We're cool and all. If you banged one of my friends, I'd be pissed off. So,
no, that doesn't make sense. I'm sorry.
I agree.
Hold
I
on
agree.
A second.
No,
wait a minute. Hold on. I'm about to hit the bullshit alarm. I'm about to hit the bullshit alarm. I hit you with the bullshit alarm. You cannot. That's the bullshit alarm.
I can feel a way. Like, he can do it. Like, he can do whatever he wants to do. He's a grown-ass man. But I can still feel how I feel about it because we're stuck together. Why can't
but
I?
What?
They're my feelings. I'm allowed to feel how I want to feel.
No, you
that's
should not.
Feelings are, right?
That's better. You shouldn't feel that way because you let it go.
You can tell me.
You say
maybe
he's friends.
I shouldn't feel that way.
And that's it.
But I do.
You let it go. It's like.
Yeah, but I think that situation is different, though. I think that situation is different. And reason being is because majority of the time when someone goes into the friend zone, Devin, I think it's because both of you want something more. Both of you want a relationship, but one isn't feeling the other as strong.
Correct.
It sounded like he just wanted to fuck. That's all he wanted to do. He
yeah,
wanted,
no, he's
I mean,
trying to hit
he,
that.
No, no, no. We, let
you
me
and the
just
friends
of like,
benefit
zone.
We
didn't have just a fuck relationship. Like, we went out. We dated. Like, there were actual dates. So
he just looked at you.
Come over, eat pizza, and have sex. It wasn't that.
So he looked at you like,
he wanted more of the
okay,
casual.
Oh, she's, yeah, she's not the one I want to spend my life with.
Right.
But she's good to sleep
right.
with. That's what he
and good enough to take out, and good enough, you know, to be my arm candy.
Well,
basically.
I mean, he,
you know, I
he had to take
you
out. Wow. He had to take you out because, I mean, you're not the type of woman that off rip is just going to be like a booty call. Like, you're the type of woman that you take out, you wine and dine, and you kind of get that facade
and
that you're doing.
After he got the ass, he still was taking me out. It wasn't like he just did it.
Of course,
because
he probably enjoyed what was happening and was like, okay, well. Let
yeah.
me keep the formula that's working.
Yeah, I have no doubt that he didn't. He enjoyed the situation. He just wanted to save that situation. He didn't want anything more. I wanted more. We decided to part ways.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yes,
he friend zoned you. He friend zoned you.
That's what I just said. We
you didn't
friend zone
him.
Though.
It wasn't
well,
mutual.
I was the one who said, like, he would have been cool keeping on what we were doing. I was the one who initiated the conversation and said, you know what? This isn't working for me. I want more. You don't. It's better
exactly.
for us to
and
be
then
friends.
He realized,
how
well,
did you friend zone me when
I'm explaining to you right now.
To
you right now. He did it because he realized, well, she's obviously catching more feelings than what we originally
but
talked
about.
He
didn't about. Say anything.
Let me,
so
he doesn't
do
have
you,
to say that.
Do,
he doesn't. Let me
oh,
explain if you listen.
I'm supposed to be
let
a mind
me,
reader. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
No, it's not about mind reading, nothing. Let me explain. Okay. This
I
is
mean,
the process of what happened.
Say something.
Can you listen, please?
I'm listening.
I'm trying to school you, right? So he doesn't have to say nothing. You initiated the conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
You initiated the conversation. You say, I want to be friends. It's not working out, blah, blah, blah.
Right?
He's thinking in his mind, she's right. She looks like she's trying to start catching more feelings. My situation with her, this cake is not it's not being good anymore. You know what? I'm going to play into her hands. And I'm gonna let that situation go into that way, so that way I don't have to be the guy who dumps her because I don't want. I just want to have sex with her and not be that way. That's what happened.
Right, but how did that equate to him doing it when he wasn't the one who brought it up in the first place?
Because
he allowed
it.
Me friend zoning him.
Exactly.
Lord,
so that means
he sees the moment. Is what Manny's trying to say. Manny's trying to say he sees the moment. Yeah, no, Manny's saying that he pretty much sees the moment.
Because he could have said he could have went a different way.
I brought forth the moment.
That doesn't mean you friend zoned him though. Because if you brought that moment up, right? If you brought that moment up, listen to me.
But
if
I had brought it up, we'd have been in the same situation.
No, you wouldn't have. Let me explain it to you.
Oh, okay.
Here's what could have happened, right? Let me explain this to you. Yes, if you didn't bring it up, you would have been in the same moment. Yeah, sure. He still would have been having sex. But he could have, when you brought it up, he could have definitely said, you know what? I don't agree. I do have I am starting to have more feelings with you, blah, blah, blah. He could have led you on.
Like,
he could have led you on.
But he didn't. No, but that doesn't equate to him initiating the friend zoning. He didn't.
It doesn't matter.
It's
not about
he
initiating.
Thought, you know, it's a good idea. He said, here's my out. Absolutely. I agree with
of
all
course.
Of those
so
things.
So he friend zoned
you. We're disagreeing on the timing or the semantics of this, but
I think
you're
in denial.
I think when
someone
actually physically vocalizes, I want to be friends, that's the person who did the friend zoning.
I don't think so.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe somebody will call in or write in afterward and say, who's right on that?
I think in certain circumstances, I think that is correct.
It's specific to that particular relationship, because I see Manny's point of view. And let's be honest, there's plenty of guys out there who are feeling the girl, who will pretend they're having feelings, and as soon as she has some kind of doubt or some kind of, you know, inkling, and she's like, you know, maybe we should just be friends because it's not really going anywhere. And of course, he's going to jump on it. He's already hit it. He's already done everything. He's going to be like, yeah, maybe you're
right.
He don't
want to look like the bad guy. He don't want to look like the bad guy.
He wants to bow out gracefully. Right. But there's plenty of times, too, where they are feeling it. You know, a guy is going to be like, well, fuck, it's you know, I'm getting laid tonight, and that's fine, you know, no big deal. And, you know, I mean, he might genuinely feel the same, you know, as far as, like the friend zone, as far as it needing to be done. And, you know, he's genuinely agreeing because he gives a shit and not because he's just trying to bow gracefully and he's already got what he wants.
I feel like in this situation, it
could have been either. And, you know, I will say I was very pleasantly surprised that, like, he made some efforts here and there to, like, you know, sleep with me again, but no, like, real strong efforts. And he probably,
he knew it was done.
So, but I was glad that we were able to remain, you know, friendly, cordial, help each other out when needed. You know, look, I'm not calling him up for a bunch of stuff.
The reason why I said he friend zoned you.
Regardless of who friend zoned who, I think we're both happy.
All right, let's move on from this. Let's talk about the friend zone. Let's talk about how someone gets out of the friend zone.
My damn radio show.
How does someone get out of the friend zone?
Only if the other person wants them to be out of the friend zone.
You leave. You give up. You go somewhere else.
Is there ever a way to get back into the good graces of this person to be with them again? I don't think they were there in the first place.
Like, most cases of the friend zone, they've never dated that person in the first place. They've never slept with
I'm glad you said that, because that goes back to my point about your boy putting you in the friend zone first. Anyway, we're going to get back to that. We are.
Yeah,
now,
like,
that's
well, I don't know why you ought to be right on that, but okay. If you wanted to bring that up, so you could have the last word. That's cool. Anyway, back to Jim's point.
I think that you, if you are in a friend zone to begin with, you would never be out of it. I think if you messed up and got yourself in a friend zone by something you said or by something you did, then that's a better chance for you to get out. But I also feel like it's really hard, and you might not even want to be out of the friend zone, because that person might just be
settling. Like I said, that first situation where I took somebody out of the friend zone, I was like, I'll give it a shot. You're a good person. Yeah. You're attractive.
It's bad,
no reason.
It ended up all bad. That's my thing.
So bad.
That's the thing I'm telling you. You know, my advice to anybody out there listening, don't friend zone anybody. Tell them to move the fuck on. Do it nicely or be a dick about it, but fucking tell them to move the fuck.
No, don't do it nicely. Be a dick about it.
Like, erase their number from your phone. Don't even.
Don't.
Like,
you can't be nicely. Be a dick about it.
You can't.
Just be a dick about
it. You can't. You know, there's those. Don't get me wrong, guys. There's those few seldom relationships where you are actually in a relationship. Everything's going great. You're in love, and life happens and shit happens, and you need to back off. Okay, I get that. Okay, stuff, you know, it's happened to me, I understand
that.
And I think that's completely different than what we're talking about here as far as the friend zone. But the friend zone, guys, look, respect the woman. That's going to be someone's mother. That's someone's daughter. Stop being a douchebag. Stop putting her in your hopefully I can fuck category. And women, stop being twats. Don't be a twat. Like, don't be a twat.
Used word. Well, don't be opportunistic. Like, if somebody... don't use people. Like, just don't use people.
Yeah, because remember that can go... Hold on, guys, hold on.
But people make bad decisions when they're dealing with emotions and how they feel about others. So don't play off of somebody else's emotions for your own gain. Like, that's not
cool. Of course.
That's not cool.
Because
at all.
You know that works both ways. Because a guy will do that right back to you and you would hate it.
Just think about how all women have been there. So just think about how it felt when he dogged you out and slept with you and got everything he had to offer and was like, you know what, I just like you as a friend.
Don't be a friend collector.
So don't do it on the other side.
Exactly. Don't be a friend collector, because the next relationship you're going to be in is going to suck. Because guess what? If they are your friend in the friend zone, they still take up some of your time. They still take up some of your emotion. They still take up some of your energy, which is less for you to focus on the next relationship or the next real relationship that you want to have.
Word.
Okay? So that's the way I look at it.
Totally agree. Yeah. So actually, we all agree about something.
Let's just call the friend zone the dead zone. Don't do it, guys. And guys, seriously, if she puts you in the friend zone, really, just grab your vagina.
Just go.
And go home and cry. Yeah. Seriously, if you're going to pester her, there's no point. And exactly. And don't comment on every one of her pictures on Instagram. Don't give her smiley faces. Stop.
Don't
that.
Offer
Stop.
Anything.
You're
don't offer anything.
You're done.
Yeah,
don't
offer
anything.
Don't,
you're pathetic.
Yeah.
You're pathetic
because
in your head.
Not wrong that she takes
yeah.
you
one
up
at
for
time,
your
guys.
Offer. Like, you are a grown person. If people
exactly.
are offering, if they're volunteering, it's on you to be responsible enough for yourself to say, you know what, I don't want to do that. Like, just.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, okay, here's how you know you're in a friend zone, guy. This is a perfect example. If a woman asks you to do something for them and you say no and she gets mad about it that you said no, you're in a friend zone. Get the fuck out of there. It's that simple.
Amen.
It's
and
that simple.
The way you find out is that
if
she sends you the text
that
says,
currently dating, yes, let's put that caveat on there. You know,
exactly. And guys, look, if she sends you a text and says, hey, you know, I need some help. I got a leak in my bathroom, whatever it is, respond this way. Respond with a, oh, yeah, winky face, eggplant emoji, squirting emoji, and see how she responds back, okay? Because the way she responds
or just say,
back.
Oh, so you got a leaky faucet, huh? You called the right plumber. I'll be over to fix your pipes.
Another way to know you're in the friend zone is she only calls you or texts you when there's something wrong. Or
exactly.
If you initiate something and you don't get a response for a day,
or
two
if
days,
they,
5 days,
Devin, what is the standard for a woman to respond back to a man's text if he is not in the friend zone?
If I'm into you, I'm a soft-hearted. I can't play games. Like, I'm so bad at that. Like, I'll write you back right away if I like you. A lot of girls are able to, like, play that game and be like, I won't text him back for 3 hours. I just can't. Like, my brain hurts when I try to do that kind of stuff. So I'm the wrong girl to ask. Like, if I like you, I like you. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Yeah.
But I would
if she's working longer, if she works more hours, basically, if it takes her 8 hours longer to respond back, just move on, guys. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's put it that
way. Usually within a couple hours, you can be at work, you can be busy, you can be doing something. You're not going to be busy for 8 to 12 hours. Like, there's going to be 5 minutes in your day where you can respond.
Yeah. Now, for guys,
because in those 8 to 12 hours, let's be honest.
For guys, it's all about the time they hit you up. If they hit you up at 11 o'clock, midnight, then that's probably not the guy for you.
Remember,
I'm going to get that text at 4 in the morning when I'm getting up to go to the gym. Like, oh.
Yeah, no, we've talked about this. Remember, it has to be Wednesdays at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's how you know you care.
Random ass time.
Wednesday.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's 9 in the morning. Be hitting you up 9 in the morning, saying good morning. You know, that's a chance that he cares. You know, noon.
Yeah.
If he's hitting you up three times a day. Yeah, that guy's probably in the air.
Yeah.
But if he just hit you up at 11 o'clock at night, just that one time for the first time, he's trying to come over.
Sorry.
Or if he hits you up at 3:30 in the morning, remember this. The one that he really wanted just left, and he was drunk and was thinking about you.
Or
got it from the club.
Yeah.
Or he already had his booty call, and it wasn't enough.
That's exactly
it.
He's still tired. Or his booty call is still there, and he's hoping you're going to swing by and make it a three.
Hey!
I'm just saying.
That never happened. That never happened. Get out of here.
I don't know. I can tell you some stories about my new girl. My life is amazing. Let me just say right now, I think I'm in the best relationship I've ever been in my entire life. So,
Pretty
stellar.
Okay.
Wait, am I the only single person on this call?
Yeah, you are, though. You're
sounds
the only
about
person. Right.
I'm the only
person.
Woman and the only single person. I don't know.
That's right.
I might have to, though.
You might. Why are you trying to leave?
About my life.
the hell, man?
Oh, I feel bad about my life.
So, okay, we have 5 minutes, guys. Let's everyone individually give some advice on
you
the friend zone.
Right.
Ladies
go ahead,
first.
Go ahead. Ladies first.
Am I going? Oh, okay. All
yes,
right.
Ladies first.
Sure. Thank you, ladies first. My advice to women, par down, if not completely eliminate your friend zone. Like, I know it's there for convenience, it's there for comfort, it's there for ego, like to have somebody feed your ego, to have that one person or two people who you're like, you know what, I might not have anybody who's into me, but these two guys, I know they're into me. Don't do it. It's bad for everybody. It's not healthy for you. It hurts other people. Get rid of it. It's not worth it. Find somebody else, professional, spend your own money, and get your leaky faucet fixed. Don't call your friends.
Amen.
It's not good.
Amen.
All right, Jameson.
To me, like I said, friend zone's a dead zone. Guys, don't do it. All you're doing is setting yourself up for some serious fucking drama, because if they're in the friend zone and they're accepting being in the friend zone, it's because they have feelings for you. And we all know if you're going to catch the wrong girl who's going to have some really fucked up feelings and who's going to make your life living fucking hell. So just cut the fucking line now. Let them go. Let them be fucking happy. Don't be a greedy douchebag and stop trying to, like, have all these women in your life that you're hoping to bang. And as far as women goes, look, you look like a whore when you have 100 guys all on your nuts and you're telling everybody that they're just friends. Sorry, no one believes it. At least 20% of those guys are plugging your holes. So stop looking like a whore and stop friend-zoning all the guys in your life.
Holy shit.
That's my advice.
So,
okay, then.
So much language right now.
Seriously.
I had to come extra with it. It's been a month.
Here's my advice. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be afraid to be the bitch or the asshole. Don't be afraid to hurt someone's feelings when it comes to not putting them in the friend zone. I don't think that you can do it in a nice way. I think that you have to do it in a way that makes that person not want to be around you anymore, because that is the whole point of a friend zone. The friend zone is someone that wants to be around you, hoping that they'll get furthermore. So now, if you want to eliminate that person from not even having a friend zone, make it so that they can't stand you and they don't want to be around you anymore. So you have to be comfortable with being a bitch or being an asshole and telling them how it is. Like, look, I don't see any interest in being your friend. I'm not really trying to – I don't see any interest in being your lover. So what is the point here? Let's not waste each other's time. And just keep it moving, because that is going to be so much better for you. So what if they care? Yeah. Who cares if they think you're an asshole or a bitch? They're not going to be in your life anymore for it to matter. So just be that person, and you have to. You know, not because only – that's really the only way guys really understand, but it gets your message across. It lets them know what it is, and it helps with the healing process. You know, it lets them start to hate you and start to get over you and get on somebody else. You know, and then –
Exactly.
For me, that's the only way it works.
As harsh as that is, that's good advice. That's really good advice. And advice I need to hear and need to heed, because I am the one who's always afraid of being seen as the asshole. Like, I don't want to be mean to anybody. Like, I'm like a soft, soft heart person. So it's hard
personal...
for me to be mean to other people. But you're right. Like, that's what they need to hear, and that's what's going to make it easier for everybody. You're right.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, you have to, because if not, they're going to keep going on. They see you as that person. You know, they see you as that nice person, and they know that you're a nice person, you know. But you just have to show them that you're not so nice side. And it's horrible, but that's just the way it is, man. It's just the way it is. But I time went by so quick. Hopefully,
those
of you listening on the archive, you can understand a lot of stuff we're saying. I apologize that we... You know, it's such a heated topic, so we kind of stepped on each other's toes a little bit. But it's only because of passion. We want to really, you know, share what we know and be out there, you know, and helping everyone out there. So I appreciate you guys listening. You can find the page at facebook.com/mealtime. I will also be posting the link for the archive footage on that web on there. Is there anything else you guys want to say before you leave?
No. It was fun to be back.
Welcome back, Jameson.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back, Jameson. Can you be with us next Tuesday? That is a mystery.
Yeah.
Where the hell is Jameson?
So my girl keeps me locked, unlocked up, so, yeah.
I feel you, dog. All right, guys. Well, thanks again for a lovely show. Hopefully everyone loves it and enjoys it. And you guys have a great night.
Peace out.
All right. Talk to you later.